Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It ought to be possible, in short, for every American to enjoy the privileges of being American without regard to his race or his color.
This morning in our series, November 1963, looking at key moments in the presidency of John F. Kennedy, we go back to June 11, 1963. Hours after Alabama Governor George Wallace tried to block two African-American students from enrolling in the University of Alabama, President Kennedy went on national television to announce civil rights legislation. WBUR's Kelly Horan takes us back to that landmark civil rights address.
Police turn dogs on African-American teenagers. Firemen turn hoses on African-American children. Birmingham is a watershed in America's civil rights struggle. It's also a tipping point for a president who has been reluctant to force a civil rights agenda until now.
Good evening, my fellow citizens. This afternoon, following a series of threats and defiant statements, the presence of Alabama National Guardsmen was required on the University of Alabama to carry out the final and unequivocal order of the United States District Court of the Northern District of Alabama. That order called for the admission of two clearly qualified young Alabama residents who happened to have been born Negro.
Kennedy makes an appeal to the collective American conscience. This nation was founded on the principle that all men are created equal, he says, and that the rights of every man are diminished when the rights of one man are threatened.
Today we are committed to a worldwide struggle to promote and protect the rights of all who wish to be free. And when Americans are sent to Vietnam or West Berlin, we do not ask for whites only. It ought to be possible, therefore, for American students of any color to attend any public institution they select without having to be backed up by troops.
In a televised interview one day earlier, Martin Luther King Jr. urges Kennedy to frame integration as a moral issue. The president gets the message.
We are confronted primarily with a moral issue. It is as old as the scriptures and is as clear as the American Constitution. The heart of the question is whether all Americans are to be afforded equal rights and equal opportunities, whether we are going to treat our fellow Americans as we want to be treated. If an American, because his skin is dark, cannot eat lunch in a restaurant open to the public, if he cannot send his children to the best public school available, if he cannot vote for the public officials who represent him, if, in short, he cannot enjoy the full and free life which all of us want, then who among us would be content to have the color of his skin changed and stand in his place?
100 years of delay have passed since President Lincoln freed the slaves, Kennedy says. Yet their heirs, their grandsons, are not fully free. Neither will America be, he says, until all its citizens are free.
We preach freedom around the world, and we mean it. And we cherish our freedom here at home. But are we to say to the world, and much more importantly, to each other, that this is a land of the free, except for the Negroes, that we have no second-class citizens, except Negroes, that we have no class or caste system, no ghettos, no master race, except with respect to Negroes? Now the time has come for this nation to fulfill its promise. The events in Birmingham and elsewhere have so increased the cries for equality that no city or state or legislative body can prudently choose to ignore them. The fires of frustration and discord are burning in every city.
The president's views on the race question evolved over the course of his time in office. This ad-libbed conclusion reveals how far he has come.
This is one country. It has become one country because all of us and all the people who came here had an equal chance to develop their talents. We cannot say to 10% of the population that you can't have that right, that your children can't have the chance to develop whatever talents they have, that the only way that they are going to get their rights is to go in the street and demonstrate. I think we owe them and we owe ourselves a better country than that.
After delivering this speech, Kennedy tells a friend, "Sometimes you look at what you've done, and the only thing you ask yourself is, what took you so long to do it?" Kennedy would send his civil rights bill to the Congress the following week.
Excerpt from President Kennedy's Civil Rights Address in June 1963. The latest installment in our series, November 1963, looking at some of the key moments from President Kennedy's time in office 50 years after his death. Tomorrow, Poetry and Power, President Kennedy's remarks at the groundbreaking of the Robert Frost Library at Amherst College. Our story this morning was produced by WBUR's Kelly Horan with help from George Hicks. To hear all the stories in this series, go to our website, wbur.org.